Hello, farmers, and welcome to another episode of The Harvest Season. My name is Al.
And my name is Cody.
And we're here today to talk about farming games. So, we've got a lot of news. This is mostly a news episode because we are literally half an hour after the end of the Wholesome Games Wholesome Snack hosted by the Game Awards. By the way, I don't know what that even means, right? The Game Awards hasn't started. It wasn't on the Game Awards YouTube channel. It was on the Wholesome Games YouTube channel. So what does it mean to be hosted by the Game Awards when the Game Awards was nothing to do with it?
Did they pay for anything?
I have no idea. I mean, that would be sponsored rather than hosted by, surely.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know what it means. What does this mean?
Maybe it's
bizarre.
Is it a countdown to a countdown?
Oh dear. So the Wholesome Snack was a YouTube premiere, which of course had a countdown to tell you when it was going to start, and it was like, oh, it's going to start at this time. Okay, great. But then, as anybody who understands YouTube premieres knows, the YouTube premiere never just starts. They built into them, they have a countdown. You can choose what that countdown is. I've not looked recently. I think it's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes you can choose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can choose like the length of the countdown, but there always has to be a countdown. Mm-hmm. You can tell I've set up a lot of YouTube premieres, can't you?
Yeah.
But the fun thing was, after the initial, right, the video is going to start at this time, and then the 5 minute countdown that they had, they then had a, what was it, two and a half minute countdown. I think, specific to Wholesome Games. And so we had a countdown to a countdown to a countdown,
and they also,
to the video.
They also started the countdowns when they said that it was supposed to start. Like, instead of starting the countdowns 5 minutes before.
Yeah, well, so... Yeah, so that, I mean, that's a YouTube premiere thing. I do wish they could do that.
Yeah.
You schedule it at a time and then the countdown happens at that time, which is like fair enough because people are going to be late. Mm-hmm. So like you have a little bit of buffer time to make sure that people get onto it. Right. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Right. But I don't know why they had then the second timer. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just so weird. Why? I don't understand it, Cody. I don't understand why we needed to have that. Because the thing is, right, we were watching the YouTube premiere countdown, and I was like, oh, 5 minutes to go. And you were like, oh, yeah, it's a countdown. And then you joked saying, oh, it'll be to another countdown. And then it happened. It's like, this is ridiculous. Why are we doing this? Did you need to have the Wholesome Games logo there for 2.5 minutes? No, you didn't need that. You didn't need your own specific countdown. That was so pointless.
It's just,
we all know it's Wholesome Games.
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Just in case you didn't know what you were waiting.
We're literally here for that exact reason. What are you doing?
So yeah, we're going to talk about that.
All right. Rant number one done.
Check.
So we're going to talk about a lot of news. I mean, that's basically all it's going to be. But before that, Cody, what have you been playing?
I have been playing a very little known game called Pokemon Violet.
Oh, what's this then?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, it's so under the radar. They actually released it a little too early and there's some like bugs and stuff. But it's okay.
Bugs? No.
Yeah, so I've been playing that. I actually didn't know if I was going to get it because I had my Scarlet and Violet money like set aside for November, and then I went to a conference in Canada, and while I was in the conference, I realized I hadn't bought any dresses or anything like to look good in the con. I just brought like a lot of like casual, business casual type things. Mm. And then I went to a craft fair with some friends, and I saw a dress that was Pokemon with
your tweet about this.
Yeah, and so it was like a Butterfree with a pink flower and then an Eevee with like a light brown flower and like all these things, and I threw down my money so fast. And that was pretty much my Scarlet Violet money. But one of my friends, bless him, he was like, no one should be without, like, you should not be without this. And so he gave it to me for Christmas and just gave me a digital code. So I still have been playing
That's
it.
Nice.
Thank you, Brett. And so, yeah, I've been playing that. I still haven't beat it. I think I have one more gym to go and then one more Team Star person to go. And then I beat all of the Five Titans, but I haven't done anything further in that storyline either.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? What have you been playing?
Well, before we get on to that, I don't think we need to go into much detail about the games, because I think we've both been on the Pokemon podcast recently. I've been on the mini series and you've been on the regularly scheduled episodes talking about the game a bit. So I don't think we need to go into too much detail about them, but I do want to ask you one thing. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite new Pokemon?
None of the starters, that's for sure. Let's see. I do like Tarantula. I don't love its evolution nearly as much, but the shiny Tarantula is bomb. And that's going to be on my shiny hunt. I think I'm like looking at my list of the ones I want a shiny hunt. I think Ralor,
The real problem with Tarantula is that it, from far away, it looks like it could be a shiny Lechonk. It's like similar color. So I keep looking and go, because you just see this round thing that looks vaguely pinkish.
Yeah.
Like light colored. Yeah. And you're like, oh, is that? No, it's just a Tarantula.
No. So, and then like, so I listened to y'all's hot takes in the first one, and how you guys didn't really like. I think it would have been awesome if Tarantula had two evolutions, and one of them was what it is right now, Spidops, which is like a Black Ops ogre spider, which is a super cool spider that like hides above and like makes a net.
Just for the record, I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I liked it. Other two didn't.
Yeah, Greg didn't like it. I would have liked if it had that evolution, and then the second evolution would be a knitting spider, like a spider that knits, because Tarantula looks like a big old yarn ball.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am here for a knitting spider.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit sad that they lost that part of it.
So it's probably, I mean, I do really like that one, but Ralor is probably my favorite. Just cute little dung beetle. Finds an eye. What about you? What's your favorite?
Ooh, I hadn't actually thought about this. I probably should have thought about this.
Shouldn't have asked the question.
Because I was asking you the question. Let me just get a list up. Mm-hmm. What is my favorite Pokemon from the new?
I did like Finizen. Go for it.
Finizen's cool. Can I say Dunsparce? Is that too silly?
I mean, that counts. Mm. That's fine.
I love the Dunsparce.
I don't know. So
I don't know. There's loads of really good ones.
I know y'all said that it's the Dunsparce because it's redundant, but like every time I say the Dunsparce, I think of like the like ba-dum-tsh, you know, like da da ch,
yeah,
like drum roll thing. And so I'm like, I think
it may well be both.
That's also a thing, yeah.
I mean, I was just determined that people pronounce it correctly. Don't keep adding in this extra N.
Yeah. I do adore Annihilape.
It's good.
I'm here for it. Get so mad you die.
Okay, cool. What have I been playing? I've also been playing Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Mm-hmm. I got to credits on Violet, and now I'm playing through Scarlet. I'm playing through it much slower than Violet. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a Living Professor Oak challenge on it. So I'm trying to get every Pokemon possible, in a living dex before you do anything.
Like basically. Every form as well?
Probably not every form.
Male and female? But like,
No.
You're not Noah's Arking it.
No.
Okay,
no, no.
Cool.
No, just one of each Pokemon.
Yep.
So I think, but the funny thing about this one is obviously I've done these before, but in most games it's like, oh, you've got like 20 before the first gym, and you've got maybe 30 before and then like the fifth gym, you've got like two. And whereas this one, it's like, yeah, okay. So before you do anything, you have, was it 180 or 280 something? No, 300. Oh, it's an insane number. It's like of them.
How does
there's like 400 in the game.
How does that
So I think
work?
It's like 360.
Like...
What do you mean?
So how does it, because like you need to get the gym badges to catch higher level.
Well, you don't need to get them to catch higher levels. It's just that it's easier to catch them and they actually listen to you.
So you just are having a harder time.
Yes, it just makes it harder.
Oh, no.
So yeah, there are some Pokemon that will be very difficult to catch and then very difficult to evolve. But I think most Pokemon are available at a reasonably low level.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Because I've done this in a couple of different games, but this is obviously very different. Because I think it's, yeah, I did the maths before. I can't remember. I think it's like 360 Pokemon are available before you do the first anything.
Just by traveling.
And then, yeah, exactly. Because there's obviously some stuff gated through the end of the game. And there's the legendaries. And there's the version exclusives. And I'm not doing any trading, so like can't get the other... the other starters and stuff like that. So yeah, it's fun. I'm doing it much slower, so I'm not like playing as much as I did Violet, because I can't let my entire life become Pokemon. So yeah, I played Violet for basically a week straight. Every like free moment I had was playing it, getting through the game as quickly as possible. Cool. Yeah, but I've also started playing Cult of the Lamb. So I decided that I cannot do a Game of the Year episode without having played Cult of the Lamb.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be fair. So I think it's the only one on my list that is like, this is one that I need to have at least played to decide if I should consider it or not. And yeah, so that is what I'm playing. I'm not a huge amount into it, but I think I'm probably far enough in that I've got an idea at this point as to whether it's going on the list or not for consideration. I will leave it at that.
I was, because
I don't want to,
when I listened to the episode, of Cult of the Lamb, was it Kelly and Kevin? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just cackling. Like, I was like, I need this game. It just sounds like such a fun game. So if you haven't listened to that episode, listeners, I highly recommend it, because now Cult of the Lamb is like near the top of my list of things that I need to buy.
Okay, so now we're going to go through the billions of news that we have. So like a few episodes ago, I did like chunking it up into different sections of the news because it makes it easier to organize. First of all, we're going to go through like releases and release dates. So first of all, we have Kinseed. This is a game we've been following for a while. It is out of early access now. So it is now out 1.0 on Steam.
Yep. I don't know. Is this a new video that they posted too?
Oh, yeah. I think it is a new trailer.
The trailer shows a lot of really cool things. Like you can explore, you can own stores where you like sell things, which I didn't know that I love to do until Garden Paws. and then there's like a lot of crafting. So you can cook, you can make bread, you can smelt things and like do that. There's just a lot to it. I was like, wow, these are things that like you don't normally actually do in a lot of games. I know you do that in like Spiritfarer again, of course, but
yeah, there's quite a few mini games for these things. It's not just like in Stardew, you just go to someone and pay them to do something. Like it seems here, you're doing everything.
And it also said that it's a world where everyone ages. So I'm wondering what that mechanic is like. But yeah, looks good. Out now.
We have a new trailer for Akka, which is the game where you are a red panda and you can sleep on a giant capybara, which is going to be out now by the time this releases. Comes out on the 14th of December.
And so I'm incredibly excited. This trailer is just like very, very cozy, very, like very calming. And they say in the YouTube trailer, like blurb, it says, quote, find inner peace in this small open world game. On these carefully handcrafted islands, you can take a nap on a giant monster, feed baby dragons, and take care of the fauna and flora. But demons from your past might come back to remind you of what you want to forget, end quote.
Yeah, my problem with this game is it's probably going to make me cry, isn't it?
This is like... it's going to be another Spiritfarer. Which, of course, like I saw it and I was like, I need it. I want to be hurt. Like, I'm ready to be hurt again. So I'm excited. I would like to get this soon. So
next we have Roots of Paca or Paca. I still have no idea which one it is because I don't think they've said it in any trailer.
Maybe
this trailer does because there's wording in this one.
You just said Paca or Paca. You didn't change anything.
Right. It's neither. It's neither of what I said.
Roots
classic. I just need to listen to it myself. Just give me 2 seconds. It doesn't say it. Where does it say it in the video? Is it at the beginning?
Are you not watching the IGN video?
I am.
She says it at like 9 seconds in.
Oh, so it does. I was assuming it was going to say it at the end of the video, so I just scrolled all the way to when it shows the title. Okay, so it's Pacha. Roots of Pacha. fine. Whatever. Anyway, this is the Stone Age farming game. And it's coming out on the 25th of April.
I know Kevin is PC. Very excited about this one. And I was very excited. I'm more excited now with this new trailer that they just posted on Twitter. Find it in the show notes. They have a lot of customization that you can do. It looks like it reminds me a lot of Minecraft and like the way that you can work and play with friends and then ride like your animals together. The fishing minigame looks really cool because instead of like fishing, it's spear fishing instead of like fishing with a rod. So that looked really cool.
Leaning into the Stone Age stuff.
Super excited about that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely looking really good. Looking forward to that. So the console releases are coming later. They haven't said when. I don't believe they've started. I believe they have not started porting them yet. So,
which is fine.
I wouldn't expect them next year.
And PC includes...
we'll see what happens.
It says, someone asked, does PC include the Universal Binary Mac version? And they said that it does. Does that mean that it's also coming PC and Mac? Okay, cool. I was like, that's what I read it as, but I'm not a tech human, so I don't... just want to make sure.
Yes, yeah, we need a better term. Like, we need people to start using... like Windows when they mean Windows and PC when they mean multiple operating systems. Because so often people just use PC to mean Windows, but like it's not been a thing for a long time. Like I think it comes from when Macs were running on like different processor, called architectures. Like they weren't really compatible and so they were considered separate things. And then they had the Apple adverts for Mac versus PC like that didn't help, but like they all just run either Intel or ARM now and they all run on everything. It's just like why whatever. Anyway, so it's coming to Windows and Mac the 25th of April. Above Snakes has a beta releasing on the 16th of December.
And in this newest devlog, they showed some different updates. It looks like the merchants have gotten some updates. They've added coins, so like your character is gonna collect coins along your journey that you can use to purchase things. I guess before that, it was probably just bartering. They updated a lot of the NPC portraits, base building improvements, things like that. So
I've not really kept up to their release by release updates because like if we were to do that for every single game that's like in early access, oh my word, we'd never stop talking about the updates. So
they're making progress on it.
If you're interested, that information is there. Next we have Snacko. So Snacko are also about to launch a beta, an alpha, not a beta, an alpha. That's okay. That's fine. That's good. That's the correct term. It's their first one. But they've also confirmed what, let's be honest, we all knew by this point that Snacko is not releasing this year anymore. And they are now planning to release it in 2023.
We will continue to wait for it. And I'm glad that they are taking the time that they need to make it very good. Very excited.
Yes. Of course. I think this was the last one that's actually giving us information to confirm that it's not releasing this year. We also don't know about Petadachi, whether it's releasing this year, but they haven't said anything since January. So who knows what they're playing?
It's true.
give us the game, Atui. We want Petadachi.
Take your time. It's okay.
That's well, true. At least tell us something. Tell us something. You've not said anything all year. It's nearly been a year since you said anything. I spent so much time watching all their weird devlog videos just to see if they mentioned anything about Petadachi, and not once did they. Not once. The things I do. Yeah, so that's Snacko. Next, we have so Spirit Tea. So this was one of the informations in the Wholesome Snack. Spirit Tea is going to be coming to Game Pass at launch. We also got a new trailer for it, and just an update for you that is currently scheduled for coming in spring 2020. Yep.
And this is the... They introduced it as if you... I think it was this game that they introduced as, like, if you like Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing, and something else.
Yeah.
They mentioned something else, too, and I was like, that's a weird...
They did. Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It was funny because they did that, and I was like, oh, right, must pay attention. And I was like, oh, it's Spirit Tea. I already know about this one. Any new information? Well, okay, fine. It's coming to Game Pass. Yep. So there we go. I mean, that doesn't really affect me because I backed it on Kickstarter, so I'm getting the key anyway. I need to stop backing games if they all just end up coming to Game Pass, right?
Do you have Game Pass?
I do.
Then yeah, you should probably start waiting until they say whether they're coming to Game Pass or not.
Well, I have a free Game Pass subscription.
Oh.
Because I have a friend who works for Microsoft and doesn't use Game Pass. And he was like, oh, would you use this? And I'm like, yeah, I would use
yes,
that.
I would.
Because I'll never say no to that. He was like, I'm the second person he gave it. The first person, because you get like a year at a time.
Yeah.
And the first person he gave it to basically didn't use it. So he was like, okay, well, I'll give it to someone else this year.
Yeah.
And now I've used it for like 10 games or something so far. So yeah. I'm definitely
That's
using
great.
It. I don't know whether I would pay for it if I didn't get it for free. Like, it's really good value, but I also play, like, there's a lot of games, and just a lot of games.
Yeah.
I would also consider it more, I think. So part of the problem is that I want to play these games on the Steam Deck, but they don't support installing the games on the Steam Deck yet. You have to play them all with cloud gaming, which is fine. But I would also like to the option to not do that.
Yeah.
So like when I was playing Dreamlight Valley, I was playing that on streaming and it was fine. It worked. It was good. And for like a game that you're just going to play for a little bit, or a game that you don't, you can't, it's like really high powered or whatever, then that's fine. But for something like that, I would like that to be locally installed. I want them to support it. All right. So next we have Fae Farming. So the only update on this one, other than I think it might have been a new trailer, was that they are releasing in Q2 2023 as opposed to spring 2023. So that's later, I think, but I forget what people's definitions of these things are.
It's also Fae Farm. You said Fae Farming.
Oh, did I? So like...
It's Fae Farm.
Q2 is April, May, June, right? But when is spring? Mm-hmm. Is that like March, April? May?
March,
so, like,
April,
they've
May,
just basically got rid of March and added on June. So, so probably June. All right.
Yeah.
I think that was all the update on that one. Next, we have the star of the show. Well, for some, Mineko's Night Market. We got a new trailer for Mineko's Night Market. And I cannot remember if we've already mentioned this, but it's coming out in 2023 now. We don't have a date.
I don't even think they like said any time.
No, I think it was just 2023.
They just said.
But yeah. I think we might have mentioned that. Anyway, that's the current, I expect probably middle or something like that. We'll see. But yeah, hopefully we'll finally get it next year. Hopefully. Woo.
Woo.
I look forward to finding out how, because this was the one that had the fun thing about farming cats and maybe you eat them. We can't figure that one out.
Yeah. It's a little weird. Also, like, in the new trailer, they showed that you pick up hairballs. Like, and the hairballs have different colors.
From different cats, presumably.
So I don't... Yeah, but, like, are these then materials?
Look, this is a bizarre game. I just want to play it. But...
That's true. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you use it to then felt like something out of your cat's hair ball. You like dry it and then felt something. I don't know.
Next, we have two updates to games coming out, slash out now, slash coming. So the toy update to the toy, was it toy? Toy.
They called it like Enchanted, Uncharted, Toy Story Realm, blah, 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 Uncharted Space, Missions in Uncharted.
Oh, that's
Space.
A different name from what they'd originally given it. All right, fine.
So it's the toy, so they added Toy Story, they added, it looks like Anna from Frozen, and some other things.
And that is out now. Yeah. And along with that, they've also released the Mac version. Woo.
Yay. So is it like out?
It's still, I mean,
but
it's,
like, do you still have to spend?
Yeah,
like,
so it's still in early access. You don't have to pay $80. You can pay, I think it's like $25 is the cheapest one. But you do have to still pay for it. It's not out in their free to play version yet. But yeah, it is the update to the early access is out now. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Next we have Coral Island. They have an update to their early access coming. Now, I don't normally talk about early access updates unless they add something significant like the Disney Dreamlight Valley one. But there is one big thing that's coming with this one, which is controller support. Woo!
Woo!
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at if listeners, like if you have been following Coral Island and super excited about it, like some of us, definitely look at it in the, look at this update because there, it is long.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff, like a lot of the stuff is player feedback. So it's really great to see that they're like taking that into consideration. And then some other new features and bug support and then, controller support, which was the big thing that people were, or some people were waiting for.
Yeah. They're calling this one the feedback update, but it's like basically quality of life improvements. So this is good. Yeah. It's good that they're focusing on that nice and early on in the early access, and they've got the controller support in, which is important for accessibility and also for me playing on the Steam Deck, which I think is secondary to the accessibility thing, but still important, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played the game yet because I was like, I'm not playing it on the PC. I'm just not doing it.
Accessibility is great for the general audience and making sure that more people can play it and more it is available to more people and accessible to more people, but
it also means I can play it on the Steam Deck. Exactly.
The Steam Deck.
Well, this is just an example of how accessibility improves everybody's experience, not just certain people's experiences.
Yeah.
Although I you know, maybe I'm being cynical here, but I'm sure they're not doing it for accessibility reasons. They're doing it for the Steam Deck, let's be honest. But a win's a win. A win is a win.
I don't know. I think that if anyone was doing it for accessibility reasons, I think it would be Coral Island. They've had a really good, a lot of good, like, diversity and inclusion.
That's true. That is true.
In their game, like, designs. So I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, listen to other people. Because they also, when they say that in the controller support part, they don't say, that means you can now play it on Steam Deck. It's all about, it just talks about how it's controller support and that you can change, switch all button prompts into controller mode.
That is true. And the last thing that isn't about a new game is that we have a new white cassette tape for the original soundtrack for Stardew Valley. So if you were waiting for the white cassette version of the Stardew Valley soundtrack, you can now get it.
I was waiting.
My question is, right, why haven't they done, I feel like this is because it's like wintery, right? But like, why haven't they done the other colors for the other seasons as well? Like, would I buy 4 cassettes in different colors of the Stardew Valley soundtrack just to have one per season? I'm not saying no.
I was like waiting for you to answer.
I'm not saying no. Like, well, look, I mean, I bought the Stardew Valley limited edition collector's edition, even though I already owned the game 4 times. So, like, does Stardew Valley have, like, a stranglehold on my wallet? Yes. So I just, it seems like, why did they choose white as the only one to do? It just, it's because they launched at the same time as Willy's Winter Wonderland. So like it's clearly meant to be like a winter. Or maybe they're just doing it like they'll do one per season. So like in the spring, they'll release the spring one. That would be cool. But also,
It also says that they're both only available for February 28th. No. So I wonder if like after that.
Look, because this is right. Okay, and see, this is the thing, right? Like, see, if they end up doing this, I'll be so angry, right? And do you know why I'll be angry? I'll be angry because this is going to be really expensive postage-wise, right? It's only $15 for the cassette, right? Which is totally reasonable. Mm-hmm. I would totally be willing to do that. But see, when I click through, what is it going to be in terms of postage to the UK? It's going to be insane, isn't it? They always are. Like, I bet you, I'm clicking through now to find out, but I bet it's going to be twice as much for postage as for the actual thing. That is my current prediction.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what is going on here. Like, did Concerned Ape, like, partner with this person? Yeah, I think so.
There's quite a few Stardew things.
Because it's put on by someone called The Yeti. Or is this a website?
I think that's just a website for selling things.
Okay. Cool. Well, I mean, it's for people that still have a cassette player.
Okay, so it's not twice as much, but it is almost as much again. So it's $15 for the cassette, and the total with shipping and taxes to me would be $27.30.
Al, what if I tell you it's all on Spotify?
Obviously, I'm not going to...
It's all available for free.
I'm not going to use the cassette to play it. Obviously, I'm not going to do that. I don't do that. Like, I have cassettes. I don't listen to them. Why would I listen to the cassettes? Yeah. But...
What? We live in two different worlds.
But I mean, look at it. It's white. It's white. Yeah. Oh, it's... See, this is the problem. So if you go into the... If you actually add it to your basket, it's called Stardew Valley Original Soundtrack Cassette Brackets Winter. They're doing exactly what I said they were, aren't they? They're going to release three more.
Yep. So what colors are we thinking? Green for spring, right?
No, I was thinking pink for spring. Green for summer.
Pink for spring. Okay, pink for spring.
And then orange. Summer, and then orange or brown for autumn.
Okay.
Fall.
Listeners, let us know your predictions. Drop your predictions into the Slack. We want to know.
Need this.
But it's not expensive.
I'm not going to spend $30 on a cassette tape that I'm never going to use. Why would I do that?
Great question. Tune in next time to find out if you spent the money.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to make a decision on the podcast. Right. Okay. Cool. So now. We are going to talk about some new games. So three of them were not in the Wholesome Snack. They're just games that I've heard recently about, found recently. And then two of them at the end were in the Wholesome Snack. So the first one is called The Garden Path. Its blurb is a slice of life sim about the joy of gardening and the small pleasures that follow. Whether you're fishing, growing, trading, or just hanging out with new friends, a wonderful, wistful adventure awaits when wandering the garden path. That's quite a word salad. A wonderful and wistful adventure awaits.
So I was watching the trailer for this before recording, and I started asking Al about it.
I told you to stop.
I was like, what is this game? And you told me to stop. So I am now looking at it again. Welcome to the garden.
It's quite an interesting art style. I mean, I kind of... I kind of like it in terms of, like, I could easily have, like, one of these up on my wall. Right, like I could absolutely put one of these screenshots on my wall. I don't know whether I'd like to play a game like this.
Yeah, like it all just feels like an art.
Yeah,
like a piece of. Well, I mean, like I don't know, because it does. It feels like a piece of art that you're just like playing.
Yeah, it's a bit busy for
some
a game.
Some of the characters don't like that. you watch the NPC interact with are not clear to me that they are interactable with, but they are.
It looks like they're going into quite detail about the plants as well, which is cool. Like in the trailer, they show like real life versions of the plants that they then show in game, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We like accurate things.
I do. I really do. And you can make dyes. Hmm. I'm like looking at the Steam thing, but like you can make dyes out of plants and it tells you what kind of like some characters about the plant and then like a little blurb about the plant and then what dye the plant will become. And then you can use, they say that the dye can be used for hair and clothes, which is really cool. There's something with the stars. There's a star system, which I think it would be really cool if you learned astronomy in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, like, I just don't, at this point in time, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a standard cottagecore game, I think. But it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it says, yeah, that they will now be blooming in spring of 2023. Yep.
Wait, spring? Where did it say spring? Cute.
In the November 30th update on Switch. Not only that, but with this trailer, we're also revealing that the garden path will now be blooming in spring 2023. Nice.
And it's coming to Switch. So that was not... Thank you for reading that update, because I did not read that update. And they haven't got this information anywhere else yet. So it's coming to Switch and
updates.
Steam and itch.io. In 2023, spring 20. Well, I don't think the Switch one's coming in 2023.
Yep. Oh, I don't know.
They don't say. They say the work on finishing up multiplayer and the Switch version begin in January. So I don't know whether that's finishing up multiplayer and work on the Switch version begin in January. Like, I don't know whether they're saying the Switch version is being finished up or started in January.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
I'll wait.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I'm
intrigued.
Yeah, I'm also intrigued. I'm not 100% certain that I will play it, but I'm intrigued. Next, we have The Witch of Fern Island. The blurb for this one is, The Witch of Fern Island is a game about a young girl who wants to become a real witch. Immerse yourself in the history of the island and get to know its inhabitants. It's time to find your place in the world. It was recently funded on Kickstarter, so that's good. Kickstarter's over, saws, too late. It has a very, what's the word I'm looking for? It kind of, I think its art style is kind of looking like it's trying to be Breath of the Wild, but more colorful.
Mm-hmm. It's very realistic. So like, that was one thing with the Wholesome Snack that I was thinking while I was watching it is like, there are some games, there's like a cartoony to realism, like spectrum. And I think that I tend to like the games that are more on the realistic side. And this game is definitely that for me. Like if a game is too cartoony, I am not the
Interesting. See, I think I'm the opposite, because I think the more real it is, the more difficult it is to make look good and the more creepy it can be. Mm-hmm. So I much prefer personally the more cartoony or the lower res. I think we live in an interesting time of games, right? Because like all the way until maybe like, 15 years ago, games were all trying to become more realistic, more graphically intensive all the time. And then there was suddenly like, maybe we don't need to do this for all games. And some games became, you know, more classic, you know, your 8-bit styles and other sort of things, your Game Boy styles. And like people kind of style their game off like an old games console when they quite often had like a style. So yeah, it's we will see what happens with that one.
Yeah, so yeah, it's coming out Q1.
Yeah, so there's a bit of confusion around this. So the Kickstarter seemed to imply it was March 2024 the early access was coming, but yeah, this Steam page seems to suggest that's Q1 2023. So maybe they tried to say, maybe they were trying to say, and I just misunderstood them on the Kickstarter, that the early access is March 2023 and the full version is March 2024. I'm just going to put it out there and say, if the early access is March 2023, the full release is not happening in March 2024. Mm-hmm. I've got really good at predicting delays of games. I think it's really safe to just assume a game is going to be delayed.
It still says, wait, what? Yeah.
It's yes. Okay. So the early access information says we expect to have all content updates rolled out by the end of 2023, early 2024. So presumably the Kickstarter was trying to say March 2024 for the full version.
Yeah. Because like if you support, so if you support on Kickstarter at $5 or £5, euros, whatever that symbol is, then your estimated deliver. Oh, you just get a Discord title. Just kidding.
Yeah, but there are other. So this is So this is the thing. But then, the there's
some of them are.
Some of them are. So like the next one, which says it comes with early access, says April 2024. But then there was the early one, which was completely sold out. Says that it comes out with early access in March 2023. So there's two that say March 2023. The one that doesn't include the game and the cheapest one that included the game both say March 2023. Everything else says April 2024. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit odd.
Whenever it comes out, it has it also has my attention.
It looks interesting. There are a lot of magical style games coming out over the next couple of years.
Yep.
Oh, I hadn't even got into mindset for the next one. So the next one is horticultural. You have been magically summoned.
Well, horticular.
Oh, dear.
Horticultural.
I mean, that's where it comes from, right? That's why my brain got confused. Horticular.
Correct, yes.
You have been magically summoned by mysterious gnomes to restore a long-lost garden. Attract adorable animals, build a lush environment, and immerse yourself in this relaxing garden builder. Will you manage to reclaim the wasteland or succumb to a looming corruption? Cody, this one isn't quite as a description as the one that had the war criminal cat, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you just... There's little gnomes. So to me, it really looks like... Roller Coaster Tycoon.
That's what it is. I couldn't place it. Yes, you're right. That's specifically
really
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
It really looks like,
because I think.
Yeah, because you're basically given an area, and then you populate it with paths and place and like gardens, and there are little gnomes running around, which would be like the maintenance workers in Roller Coaster Tycoon, which I loved Roller Coaster Tycoon, but. I don't know. The thing that I really liked about Roller Coaster Tycoon was like also the management side of it. So making sure that like people enjoyed the park and like making money and stuff like that. And this kind of just looks like a make it however you want. And then there are these gnomes that
I mean, I suspect it's not just make it however you want. I suspect you have to do specific things for like different animals and create different areas and that sort of stuff. And Cody, there are bees.
Yeah. Okay, but like, so just because I study bees does not mean anything that has
bees. I'm pretty sure you have explicitly said that before.
So if they do it, it depends on if they do it.
I mean, it's not going to be apical, right?
No, it won't be. But like, just if people, because if there's a bee in it, it has my attention. But then if they do the bee incorrectly, like,
well,
or if it's not scientifically accurate,
here's the thing.
Or if it's...
So the one place I've seen the bees is they're called bumblebee. Now, that could either be a good sign or a bad sign. Depends how you think about it.
Yeah. Is it all one word or is it two words? No, I'd be laughing.
Oh dear.
It's supposed to be two words, folks. Same with honeybee. It's supposed to be two words.
It's not a bumblebee, it's a bumblebee. It's a bee that bumbles.
Okay. So the thing that people like bring up, so the way that I like to think about it is if it's one word, that means that whatever the second thing is, it's not whatever that is. So like a butterfly, for example.
Ooh,
it's not a fly.
Interesting.
So it's all one word.
Butterfly.
A lantern fly, not a fly. So it's all one word.
I guess that's why Spider-Man is two words hyphenated rather than one word. Because it's a Spider-Man rather than a spider.
He is a man.
Mm.
Correct. Yeah. Hedgehog.
I have questions about Batman, like, man, because that is one word.
That is one word. Not
awkward.
A man. Superman, not a man. Well, technically,
this
right?
is okay. an interesting. Yeah, well, Superman is fine because he's not. He's a Superman. That one is accurate. That one makes sense. I think this is interesting. I like some management style games. I think, as I've discussed in previous games, I like management style games that aren't stressful and like, you must do this now.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see how this one goes, but it seems to me like it's going to be on the less stressful side of things. Like, Apico does it well. I know it's not a management style game. It's you're still playing a person, but it's pretty close to a management style game. And I think it does pretty good because, like, if you don't do anything for a while, or you do like one very specific thing, everything isn't going to come crumbling down. Whereas in things like Roller Coaster Tycoon and Let's Build a Zoo, like, your business is going to crumble if you don't do everything right at the right time, you know?
Yeah. Or if, like, your animals start escaping something, it's not
whereas with
great.
This one, you're not...
like, that is something you have to be doing something.
Whereas
right
this
at that
one,
moment.
You're not, like, running something with animals. You're building a garden that happens to have animals coming to mm-hmm. it. Like, that's a big difference there.
Yeah. The animals are a secondary, like, passive thing that happens.
It also looks like it's kind of on the side of, you know, not necessarily rewilding because it's a garden, obviously, but that kind of, like, it's important to have green spaces, which is always good. So that's coming soon to Steam, whatever soon means.
Soon in parentheses.
The word soon does a lot of work and doesn't really mean much because, like, one person's soon is another person's not soon, right? Like, is 2024 soon? Is 2023 soon? Is 2025 soon? When is soon? Is December 2023 soon? Who knows? Loddle not?
That's how I would Loddle say not. Loddle not.
Play as an interstellar custodian sent to clean up a polluted ocean planet, repurpose marine debris, and take care of axolotl-like alien creatures.
It was very cute. So this was something that was in the snack. And basically, like, you're a little... Yeah, you look like an astronaut because you're underwater. Like, you're underwater and you have, like, a little, like, vacuum thing that, like, vacuums up the trash. So then, I think that you do that and then you, like, clean up, like, tar, I think. The one thing that I noticed that I was like, well, I guess since it's an alien planet, I guess this would make sense. But, like, it seemed like there was, like, a coral foresty area and that you just put something down and then it lived again, which is not something that happens to coral. So I was like, but now that I realize that it's because they didn't say, I don't know if they noted, they said it was an alien planet.
It said you're an interstellar custodian, and it says the Crete.
Well, they didn't say it in the trailer.
Oh, I have no idea.
When we were watching the trailer,
I don't know. That was ages ago.
All of like an hour ago.
Yeah, you think I can remember that? Come on, let's be realistic here.
So yeah, and I thought it was cute. Like there's like these little recycle centers that you take your stuff to.
No, it does say.
I wonder what
it says. Welcome to GUP 14, an ocean planet in the Nahua star system. So it does say it's an alien. Yes,
in the trailer. Oh well, I'm a bad listener.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
But yeah, it was cute. A cute little clean up the world, make things better game. I think the one thing that I wrote down, I didn't write it down for this game. I wrote it down for the next game. But same. Why go to save another planet when we have one right here to save?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm all about bringing it back here. But yeah, so this game, Loddle Not, is coming September 2023 to Steam for Windows and Mac.
I did a bad.
Yep. He put PC.
PC, so. Look, well, the problem is that they wrote that, so I just automatically did it without thinking, right?
That's fine.
I'm so
okay.
Sorry. I have failed my own thing that I complained about. Distant...
You just
Bloom.
Mentioned it. It's a process. We have to you know, just
from
in blue.
A world in ruins to a world in bloom, this serene management game lets you explore an alien planet. Oh, look, another alien planet where things have gone amiss. Mm-hmm. Harness the power of plants to restore the environment and build a flourishing community with your crewmates.
This one, was this the one that started off with that like starfish looking thing?
Starfish looking thing. I don't know.
There was like an alien.
Oh, you mean like the head's kind of got the like. Oh, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Blah, blah. It's got a weird, crazy face.
Yeah. It was like a starfish that was like moving around, and it's like, it was like a David Attenborough.
I really, really style. Hope that the David Attenborough voice is just for the trailer. Because if that is in the game, I am going to hate it with a pack.
Yeah. Do you not like David Attenborough?
No, I like David Attenborough, but like, I mean, I think he's amazing. I think he's a really good person. I think he's really good at what he does. I think he's great for like raising awareness for things, including the environment just now. My issue is, I think when you do a David Attenborough voice, it just sounds cheesy and bad, you know, because you're like, we all know what you're doing. Sure, it's mildly amusing the first time. But like, if I have to hear that mock voice of him, because it's not his voice, right? It's just clearly meant to be like him. Like all the time throughout the game, it will drive me insane. So I'm really hoping it's just a trailer thing.
Yeah, because the trailer started off with like, see the alien planet. I don't know the voice, but like, see the alien planet and like, see this little creature just looking for something to eat. And it was like horrifying. This little creature was like so creepy. And I was like, I don't want to save anything on this planet. But yeah, and then it shows the, you know, your person like cleaning things up and and everything. And then, but again, why go save another planet when we have one here? But it looked really cute.
I mean, sometimes people need to get the idea of saving another planet before they will accept the saving of here. But, you know.
Before they're like, oh, wow, we need to do that here.
Okay, cool. So that's coming 2023 to, I think, just Windows on Steam at this point, as all they've announced. So that's, that's all the news that we have. That's everything. If there was some stuff in the Wholesome Snack that aren't specific to cottagecore farming games, so we might chat about them in the Greenhouse episode, which you can get by subscribing to our Patreon. We can find Cody on Twitter at Cody Mathis. You can find me on Twitter at The Scott Bot. This is all assuming that Twitter still exists by the time you hear this. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at THSPod. You can also email us from our website, harvestseason.club. And that's where you can also find links to the Patreon and everything else related to the podcast. Thank you, Cody, for joining me. And until next time, have a good harvest.
The Harvest Season is created by Rochelle Delaney and Al McKinley, with support from our pro farmer level patrons, Kevin and Stuart. Our art is done by Micah the Brave, and our music is done by Nick Burgess. Feel free to visit our website, harvestseason.club, for show notes and links to things we discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.
I am recording. Can I just get verbal confirmation?
From me?
That you're recording.
Oh, yeah, I'm recording.
Thank you.
I am recording.
Thank you. All right.